Blog Talk Radio.
The name of Jesus. My friends, this is Family Prayer Time with your host, Pastor Richie, and I'm so happy to be with you today as we continue on this 29th day of July 2015. God has been so good to each and every one of us, so we got to give him praise, honor, and glory for his redeeming grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, which reminds me of that little song, By Grace. Amen. We are saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The amazing grace, that wonderful song. And today, my friends, I also remember this wonderful song. It's an old-time song, which we usually would say sometimes when we're about to pray. Amen. And it's a song goes like this: what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins, all our griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Hallelujah. If ever a time we need to take everything to God in prayer, is now, my friends. It's so good. Amen. And it's such a blessing to encourage you this morning to continue in prayer, because we know you can get a little busy sometimes and forget to pray. Forget to pray. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. So good to be with you this morning, and I want to let you know that we love you with the love of the Lord, and there is no greater love than the love of Jesus. Hallelujah. So, my friends, touch somebody next to you and let them know that Jesus loves them. For the word of God tells us in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And this morning, my friends, before we get into a prayer session, which we only have one more, which is Friday coming, bless the name of the Lord. Friday morning would be our last day of prayer. Feel free to join us. Amen. At the same time, before we get into prayer this morning, I'd just like to bring you up to date with the following announcements. We are at the La Quinta Inn right here in Houston, next to the Hobby Airport. And if you don't know, Hobby Airport will be soon an international airport. Bless the name of the Lord. We are right in the center of everything that is taking place. Hallelujah. So feel free, those of you that are visiting the La Quinta Inn every Sunday morning, I am there. Amen. And there's a nice little program designed for you, Traveler's Devotion. I want you to join me at the morning at 8:15 every Sunday morning at the La Quinta Inn. It's Traveler Devotion. Those of you that are traveling from one city to the other, amen, or visiting your friends, and you're staying off at the La Quinta Inn, feel free to join us there early in the morning. We would be so happy to encourage you and to pray with you, give you words of comfort. Hallelujah. So please remember, every Sunday morning at 8:15, we have Traveler's Devotion. I recently posted up a note there for that, so that when you go to the notice board you can see, and we also have invitation cards there also, so feel free. You are in the Houston area, you're now coming into the Houston area, and you're looking for a church to fellowship, feel free to join us. We are relatively young, bless the name of the Lord, so we want to encourage you to come and join us. And also, every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., we have our morning worship. And Sunday gone, I tell you, we had such a great time in the presence of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. I want you to join us there on a Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Bless the name of Jesus. So it's so good to be with you today. Hallelujah. And also, I want you to remember our studio at the Loop. Hallelujah. We are at the South Loop West, Houston, Texas. It's 2600, and we are in Suite 300H. So those of you who would like to edit your show, would like to convert your show from MP4 to MP3, amen, or do any alteration to your tape, feel free to join us there, amen. Please remember, when you're coming, give us a phone call. Let us know that you're coming, because we are in and out. We do other businesses, so feel free to give us a call before you come in. We will be so happy to meet you and, amen, encourage you. We also have facilities whereby you can have your own radio program. Bless the name of the Lord. Or you want to be on Skype, amen, or you want to be on live stream. We have that facility there for you. So please feel free, those of you who want to have your own television program, come sit and let's talk about it. I know that God is going to bless you real good. Hallelujah. So please remember, amen, I've taken much time this morning to make this announcement so that we want you to join us. We know that God, amen, have a plan for each and every one of us, and we need to seek that out, all for the glory of God. Praise the name of the Lord. So this morning, I want you to join with me in prayer. You know, some of us feel that we don't have to pray. Yes, we got to pray. And not only that, we also have to operate, amen, by faith. Glory to God. Amen. When God began to give us direction as we began to pray, we need to put those directions. Amen. We need to start putting feet to those directions. Hallelujah. Because as you know, faith, amen, hallelujah, without works is dead. It's like the body without the spirit is dead. So in order for faith to come alive, amen, whenever you believe, which means when you believe, faith energizes, was energized by your belief. Bless the name of the Lord. And let me go over this, amen. The scripture tells us faith cometh by what? Hearing, and by hearing of the word of God. Now faith is not believing, and believing is not faith, it's two separate things. But how it works is like this. When you hear the word of God and you believe the word of God, amen. What happens there when you hear the word of God, what you hear energizes your belief. And when you believe, your belief energizes your faith. No wonder why the word of God that the Lord revealed to me some time ago, that faith is a God-given ability that takes a hold of your spirit, that enables you to operate in an unusual manner. So, my friends, remember, whatever we do for God, it must be done by faith. Hallelujah. We want to pray this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, that wonderful and mighty name of Jesus, we come before you one more time, representing, Lord, every family that exists in the world today, Father. Lord, you know every family. And Father, I pray right now that your continued grace would be upon us all. Oh, God, help us, oh, God, to recognize you, Father, as the word of God has gone forth, Lord. And we are so blessed, Father, to have the word of God in this day and time going out as never before. There are so many media outlets, Lord, that you have blessed us with. So we have no excuse, but Lord, I pray as the word will go forth, it will accomplish what it was sent for. Save, heal, and deliver men and women and families, O God. Bring them together. Let there be unity. Let there be peace. Let there be joy. Let there be happiness. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we come against every adverse condition that exists in the lives of families today. Father, you said in your word, no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in condemnation, you're going to bring it to naught. And Father, we thank you, amen, for that situation right now. Those that are possessed, men and women, oh, God, we come against every contrary spirit that would affect the lives of men and women today. We rebuke it and we command it to leave in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. For what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and all our griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. And my friends, we want to thank you for being with us today. We want to thank you for, amen, for your love and for your concern. Please, amen, remember to give me a call. My phone number is 713-344-7698. Or you can write me. My P.O. Box is P.O. Box 34261. Houston, Texas, 77234. Or you can email me. My email address is eomint@yahoo.com. Or you can visit my webpage. It's www.eomint.com. When you get on that webpage, amen, you can send us a message. Amen. You want the other facilities, the other things that we have on that webpage. Amen. You want to support us with your finances, feel free. You can do it right there on the webpage. And we look forward, my friends, to hearing from you. We want to hear from you. Bless the name of the Lord. So don't forget to write me. Amen. I want those of you who have a prayer request and you want us to pray with you, feel free. Amen, to send that prayer request. It's so good when we can pray collectively for these situations. So please feel free to call me, email me, or visit my webpage, or like our Facebook page. Hallelujah. Subscribe to our Facebook page and know that you would be blessed. So may God richly bless you. If you want to hear this program, feel free to go to the podcast. It would be on our Facebook page. May God richly bless you. May he cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you until we hear from you or we can communicate with you in some way whereby we can share a God with you. So may God bless you today. As you leave, please enjoy Dr. Celia Dongs today. Praise the Lord.